Pat Lambie is joining us this morning. Hollywood Bets, Sharks, former player and, of course, a rugby legend in the country. Played for the Springboks many of times. Mr. Lambie, good morning, sir. Thank you for getting here. They were not convinced that I would get you here. Thank you.
Good morning, Sky.
Yeah, see, that's my bra.
Oh, well done.
I believe Sky.
I just.
I was told that you were trying to get hold of me yesterday.
Yes, we tried calling you yesterday.
I think you might have had the wrong number because my phone did not ring.
Oh.
And if it maybe you'd phoned me from your personal number,
I
would have answered.
Yes,
the only missed calls I had was from a 010 number yesterday morning. And I tried to call back and it says this mailbox is full.
Okay, but you're here. I'm glad you're here. We have so much to talk to you about, of course. People are going to be asking you some advice, which has nothing to do with the rugby. So the most
life
random
advice.
Life advice, yeah. Life hacks, random advice. And in a moment, we'll be playing Pat's Stack. But before we get to that, happy birthday,
no,
Larry!
Happy birthday!
You need to sing to him. We have a gift.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you, Pat Lambie!
Happy birthday, dear Pat!
Happy birthday to you!
That's your gift.
Thank you very much. It's very kind and generous of you guys.
I don't know what's in there. Carmen organized
some
something.
Nice goodies.
Giant
trust me,
red
yeah.
box with a yellow yeah. bow. Open it. And then we'll get someone on the line who'll play the Pat Stack.
Yes.
For everyone you get correct, you'll get R1,000. So that's Pat doesn't know this, but he's sponsoring that. And so we have Tanya. Good morning, Tanya.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Hi, Tanya. So Tanya, say hello to Pat.
Hi, Pat. Happy birthday.
How's it, Tanya? Thanks so much.
Aww. So, Tanya, here's the rules. It's the same as Darren Moore's quick quiz. 30 seconds, five multiple choice questions. They're all about Pat Lambie. Pat Lambie will be asking the questions about Pat Lambie, and you get R1,000 for every correct one. 5 for 5 gets you $5,000. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
All right, Tanya, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Start the clock.
Tanya, what is Pat Lambie's middle name? Jonathan?
Middle name is Jonathan.
Which high school did Pat Lambie attend? Michael House or Grey College Bloom?
Michael House.
When is Pat Lambie's birthday? Today or tomorrow?
Today, the 17th of October.
Wow.
Who was the Saru Young Player of the Year in 2011? Pat Lambie or not Pat Lambie?
Pat Lambie.
And in what year did Pat Lambie get married? 2014 or 2024?
2014.
Time! Yeah, we remember that day. It felt like a 5.4 Richter scale when all the hearts broke.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
It was, yeah. 10 million hearts on the East Coast. Just broken.
Not on the East Coast only.
In the world.
Country.
Yeah. So, listen, Tanya, R1,000 for every question you get right. Hopefully you get R5,000 because you get 5 out of 5. So your score is
5 out of 5.
Yay!
So give us the good news, Pat.
Congratulations, Tanya.
Thank you so much.
R5,000 coming to you from Pat Lambie on the Pat Lambie Pat the Stab game here on East Coast Radio. Well done, Tanya.
Thank you guys. That was really great.
You seem like you're a big Pat fan, though, Tanya.
Actually.
I love this. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
Well done, Tanya. All right, now, if you want to ask questions of Pat, how do we go about that?
7:20. We're going to tell you.
We'll tell you exactly how to do that now. Bootley is standing by to give you your traffic.
East Coast Breakfast.
Hey, Pat. Apart from happy birthday and how's it going? And handling early mornings and all of that. Quick question. What are you up to nowadays?
Darren, in a nutshell, trying to keep the local economy ticking and populating the earth. I just had a third baby.
So private, you know.
Yeah. I don't even know that.
Yeah. Hey, you busy boy.
And I work for, I've been with the Collins Group, Collins Residential, for 5 years now, and we do property development and tourism projects on KZN.
And are you enjoying that?
Yeah. Loving it. Yeah. Yes, I must say. Some really cool projects at the moment. I'm sure everyone has been reading up a bit about Club Med.
Yeah.
Oh, are you part of this?
Our team is part of that, so we are the developers of that, and our various other residential estates.
Massive project.
So
in terms of the rugby part of things, I mean, obviously you don't play anymore, you've retired a bit early. When you saw the success of the Springboks in 2019, and then you saw the success of obviously 2024, you should have been there if you hadn't retired because of obviously the concussion. How was that a bit difficult? Especially what happened obviously in the other World Cups, you know, obviously 2011, Australia and New Zealand, when we got cheated by Bryce Lawrence, but we'll talk about it for another day. But when you see this 2019 team and 2024, how's the FOMO? Honestly,
the FOMO is real.
Yeah,
the heart sore is real.
Yeah.
But obviously, I'm a huge Springbok fan, and see all of my contemporaries and friends and past teammates doing so well. It's wonderful to watch.
Yeah.
Wish that I could have been part of this era. You know, from 2019 to now, it's just been arguably the best era of Springbok rugby in its whole history. And they've got such an aura around them and are doing so much for South Africa. So, as a fan, hugely proud and love watching them play, and as an ex-player who wishes he was still playing, a little bit heart sore at the same time.
Yeah. So sure. I must say I wouldn't say disappointed, but I was like, oh no, man, for Pat. When we played the All Blacks at Ellis Park, the last time we beat them at Ellis Park is when Pat had that massive kick.
Yeah.
So that was Pat's last Springbok history that he made it, and then the Springboks won. I'm like, okay, are we gonna forget about Pat now? Like, I mean, the Springboks won, and the last guy who made us win against them is not playing anymore. I mean, they smashed in there, and
it doesn't bother me at all. It's so lovely that we've got the edge on New Zealand. What are we, four in a row now?
Four in a row.
Fantastic.
No, it's wonderful.
All right, so we got questions, but you also have questions. Listen, I'm going to introduce you to the Lambie line. You call that line, you could win yourself a Hollywood Bets Sharks jersey just in time for our Black and White Fridays, and you can wear it to Saturday's game.
Yeah.
Who do we play on Saturday?
We're playing against the Glasgow Warriors.
Glasgow Warriors on Saturday.
Yes.
And then next Saturday,
Munster. Yeah.
And so all you need to do is ask a really cool question outside of rugby. Anything you want to know?
I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat, I have a blocked drain. Will you be able to help me with it later? Like advice, how to fix it.
That's your...
You build houses.
No, that is his expertise. I want to know if you match the tiles to the blinds or the blinds to the tiles.
Oh, nice.
These are great questions. Guys, anything you want to know, Pat is here. The Lambie line is open, 089-00-00-327.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
You call right now, 089-00-00-327. Pat will answer those questions. You'll answer just about any question, eh, Pat?
I'll try my best.
Yeah, he's been around the block. And we're also going to throw in some tickets.
Yes.
We got Glasgow Warriors this weekend.
Yes.
And we got Munster next weekend.
Sure, please.
So you could get yourself some tickets to go see the Hollywood Bet Sharks.
Yeah, so I forgot to mention something. This is very important. When you answer or when you say hello to Pat, well, we're going to answer. You don't say hello. You have to say, good morning, Pat Lambie.
Sure.
You know, like how we say, ha.
So
you have to say, good morning, Pat Lambie.
All right.
And then you ask for the advice. It has to do, you can't ask anything rugby.
No, not nothing anything, rugby. Anything but rugby.
Okay.
Who do we have?
We have Claire Johnston from Hillcrest on the line.
Good morning, Claire Johnston.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Good morning, Pat Lambie.
Hello, Claire.
What's your question? What's your question, Claire?
So, Pat, I wanted to ask you, I've got a Canon printer, and I'm struggling to connect it.
To your phone, to your laptop, to your desktop, what are you struggling to connect
phone.
It to?
Classic question.
Pat. Okay. First, I'd suggest getting down on your hands and knees and making sure that everything's plugged in correctly at the wall and all plug points are switched on. Secondly, probably have to check your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connections on both your printer and your device.
Yeah.
And thirdly, refer to YouTube.
I love it. I love it. Best advice.
Does it help
ever.
You, Claire? There you go. Hey, Pat. Well done, Pat. What an answer. All right. What else do we have?
Let's go to Amhlanga Siposami Lushaba. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat Lambie.
Hey, Sipo.
What's your question, Sipo?
My question is to you is how do you actually poach an egg?
Good question.
Oh, poached eggs are actually my favorite. Mm. The way I try and make them, it's not always successfully. Pot of boiling water on the stove.
Yeah.
Bring the water to a boil and add some vinegar.
You do the vinegar one, eh?
Stir the water and crack your egg and pop your egg in the water that's slightly stirred with vinegar and bubbling.
Vinegar?
Yeah, you have to. Vinegar,
and you stir it vigorously so it gives you a little whirlpool.
Mm.
And then you drop the egg in there.
Correct.
Heck knows. You just like, this is amazing. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. And obviously we're in KZN, so the whirlpool is anti-clockwise. In the Northern Hemisphere, it'll be clockwise. But
I love
Sibo, does that help you?
A lot. Thank you guys so much.
There you go. Please send us your pics of your boy.
There we go. On the way next, Pat Lambie will answer some more questions on the Lambie line.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
Vaughan Mason from Hillcrest. Good morning, Vaughan.
Vaughan. How's it, Vaughan?
Good morning. Good morning, Pat Lambie.
Not quite. Happy, almost.
And happy birthday.
Cheers. Aww. Thanks, Vaughan.
What's your question, Vaughan?
Yeah, so, Pat, I'm worried about the community and everything, so I'm thinking about setting up a community outreach program for Man United supporters.
Oh.
Do you think it's a good idea?
Oh, there we go.
I think it's a great idea. Oh. I think it's
like
a great idea.
I check it on my brother-in-law the whole time, and I think Star needs a hug every now and again as well.
Yeah, what is it, the worst ever start to a Premier League they've had in their history?
Pat, we know, we can.
Hey, don't be rude.
So do you think it's a good idea, Pat?
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, you can have little WhatsApp groups where they can gather.
They need all the support they can get.
Maybe
right
have
now.
Days where you could just meet, like at Blue Lagoon, and just gather with each other, just sort of hug each other out. That kind of thing.
At Blue Lagoon.
you think it's a good idea, Pat?
Yes.
All right. Vaughan, thank you for bringing that to our attention, and I hope that answers your question. Oh, by the way, Vaughan, Hollywood Bets. Sharks brand new jersey and tickets coming your way. There you go. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
We've got Caitlin from Hillcrest on the line. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Pat Lambie.
Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Aww.
Your question, babe.
So, my question is, what is the best way to meet Sharks players?
Well, okay. I think your best bet is to use these tickets you're getting now to head down to Kings Park. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're very good with their signing sessions post-match. Yeah. They allow fans onto the field. You could probably also catch them in the car park on the way to their cars and their after-match bras.
I love this.
They are very accessible these days, so I'm told. And believe.
And would it be correct in saying, Caitlin, I have no expertise in this department, but would it be correct in saying in the car park you'll notice which cars are family cars and which ones are single men cars, and that'll also help you in your quest to say hello to a Sharks player. Am I right?
You can believe what you want to believe.
Caitlin, I hope this helps you.
Yes, it definitely did. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. You're also winning yourself a Hollywood Bets brand new Sharks jersey and tickets to watch the Sharks up against Glasgow Warriors this weekend and, of course, Munster next weekend. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Pat, you know, Sky hooked you up because, you know, you're both legends, but I believe that you have brought along today a current Hollywood Bets Sharks legend to join us now when you leave.
Wow.
Well, yes, another one of these very exciting young players and a local talent, which makes us very proud as KZN people. Ethan Hooker, the Sharks centre come wing, who's a try-scoring machine this season. I believe he's in studio and will be joining you shortly.
How exciting. Oh, thank you.
Pat, you're amazing.
Thank you for coming through, man.
No, thanks for inviting me, Sky. This has been lots of fun. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Carmen.
So happy birthday.
And just make sure we get your new number.
Please. Sky's got it. Don't phone me off an unknown number, please.
Before you go, happy birthday. Thanks for coming in, you legend. And all the best with building all of these wonderful resorts on the North Coast.
Thank you. And thanks very much again for my birthday gift.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Cheers, Pat. Cheers.
East Coast Breakfast.